start the hearing in just a second. Just give us a moment.
Okay.
Actually, you have this one, don't you?
Is this Mr. Robles?
Yes.
Okay, it's Mr. Robles. Mr. Robles, the next voice you're going to hear is our panel lead, Mr. David Neal. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're appearing for the Oregon Board of Deputies committee this morning in reference to a roll hearing. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct their hearing at this time. Before I do that, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
7270. My name is Joe Robles.
Okay. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. To your far left on the screen is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. On the other end is the Honorable Louis Canonis, who is our acting board chair. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing leader this morning. So, Mr. Robles, you're currently 70 years old?
71.
71?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go over some information, and as I go through it, I'll ask you occasionally if it sounds okay. If you hear something that sounds like it's not correct, please let me know. And then once I've gone over the basic information, then we'll get back to you directly and talk about what's been going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're serving two concurrent life sentences for murder. They began June 13, 1984. You became parole eligible on May 15, 2008. You were certified for this hearing on December 25, 2018. It is for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. You've been before the board 30 times prior to this hearing?
Yes.
On June 13, 1984, you were... you were given parole to your next consecutive sentence. This moved you from a sentence of escape that began September 29, 1980. That brought you to these two concurrent life sentences. That escape charge was due to an absconder status at the time of this offense, I understand. So you have a criminal, extensive criminal history, and it was, and you had...
It's all lies.
Pardon me?
It's all lies.
Okay, so apparently you were an absconder for 2.5 months at the time of this offense. With this offense, you sold a quantity of it was supposed to be heroin, but according to the report, it was some other substance, but it was not heroin.
It was all lies. The policeman set me up. The judge set me up. It's all lies. They didn't have nothing. I've always been innocent for 71 years.
All right, so after the buyer discovered the ripoff, he confronted you and he promised to rectify the issue by taking him to your source. You were seen in the back seat of the buyer's car with the buyer driving. The buyer's girlfriend was in the front seat of the car and she was victim number two in this. Apparently, y'all stopped and you obtained a gun while you were stopped. Short time later, the victims were shot in the head and left in the car. Both died that same day. Subsequently, through the investigation, you were interviewed, but there was a computer error, so they missed the fact you were an absconder at that time. They let you go with your promise to return the next day for a polygraph, and you didn't show up, and you ended up in California where you were arrested originally on the absconder warrant. And while the proceeding, and after all that, you were brought back here, and while the proceedings were underway for the instant offense, you were tried and convicted for the escape. After the conviction for this offense, the judge made this sentence consecutive to the escape sentence. And that's where that one hearing was, you were allowed to move forward about a year early to the two life sentences from the escape sentence. So is that fairly accurate, sir?
There's only a bunch of lines.
The whole thing is so.
I never killed nobody. I've been false arrested for 39 years.
So, well, you say you didn't kill him. Do you have any idea who did?
No, and I don't care who did, because they killed a woman. I never killed a woman.
Okay. So what if you didn't
have no gun?
So what happened? What happened that day?
I don't know. The judge set me up for this. The judge set me up for all this. Judge Feliz, he set me up. I put in a pill in, but he never answered me.
So why did the police set you up?
Because he didn't always think when I say nothing to him. I was not a snitch, but now I am a snitch. I'm a PC.
Okay. So, since you've been here, you have very little programming. I understand that life and bumps get top priority for programming. But it seems like you have had quite a bit of discipline over the years, and 13 tickets in the last 5 years, but I realize
it's all lies. It's all lies in the police who made up on me.
So they just wrote up. So they didn't so
that's
so
they
didn't
ticket. That's me now.
Okay. Well, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Can you see us?
Yes.
Okay, because on one screen, we can still see you, although it's dim in there. Okay, so you're saying that the corrections officer just wrote up a bunch of tickets on you because they wanted to.
It's all lies.
Okay, well, let's move on then. Let's move on beyond the lies, okay? So it, you don't seem to have any, any family or community support. Do you have any relatives, sir?
I have two brothers and two sisters.
Do you talk to them much?
Still alive. They're all old.
Okay, but do you talk to them much?
Yes, I write to them.
Okay, well, did you ask them to write letters of support to send in for maybe help convince
them? No, they know that if I get out, I'm going to go to the house.
Okay.
I go to 20 of those houses and then.
Well, what do you mean?
My sister.
Back in the day of this offense, were you selling drugs?
No, I never sold one drug in my life.
Okay.
I never used no drug, I never smoked no cigarettes.
So you have nothing to do with this?
No.
And you have nothing to do with the illegal drugs?
No.
Were you using drugs at the time?
No, I never used no drugs in my life.
Alcohol?
Never used no alcohol either.
No. Well, okay. Back then, before you were incarcerated, were you doing alcohol?
No, I never did no alcohol in my life.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time, and after that, we'll go on to what you tell us about those stuff, okay?
Okay.
Any questions? We're good now.
Thank you, Mr. Dan. So, Mr. Orbis, if you were innocent of the crime, did you appeal your conviction?
Yes, I appealed, but I didn't get no answer.
You appealed, but you didn't get an answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have an attorney?
No.
You had no attorney?
My attorney was no good. He was a public defender.
Oh, you had a public defender. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
How do you spell your name?
Pardon me?
How do you spell her name?
Her name?
Yeah.
Last name is
R-I-T-T-E-N-E-N-H-O-U-S-E. U-S-E?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Thank you. Mr. Kimmerer.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Mr. Robles?
Yes.
You have a conviction for escape?
Yeah.
What happened then?
Nothing.
So you weren't in jail and you didn't escape?
No, I didn't escape.
Do you have a past history with arrests?
No.
Okay, so because you have a pretty detailed criminal history that includes theft and burglary. Okay. I was trying to get an understanding if your entire criminal history you considered a lie. Mr. Robles, this is not the first time that I've seen you before this board, and...
What is your name? I can't see it.
My last name is Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-Z. Quinones.
I-N... Q-U-I-N...
O-N...
O-N...
E-Z.
B...
It's E-Z, sir. Do you have it?
Yeah, I think so. B-E-N something.
Q-U-I.
Glasses. B-E-N-I.
You can write it how you like, sir. I'm trying to spell it for you. It's Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-Z.
Q-U-I.
N-O-N.
N-O-N.
Easy.
N-O-N. Yep, E.
E. E's an echo. E.
Okay, E. Total papers, but they don't write no names.
Okay, sir. Well, this is not the first time that you've appeared before the board since I have been appointed. And every time you've said that everything is a lie, so I really have no further questions for you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Canale. So, Mr. Robles, you say you want to live with your brother in Tucson if you were released?
Yes, Clarence Robles.
Okay.
1301 at Road Drive.
Okay, and he would supply you with some employment and do landscaping. Why isn't there something in here to verify that? A letter or something from your brother? We usually see letters from halfway houses if you're approved there, that kind of thing. So we really know that you say that's where you want to live and that you need your landscaping, but there's nothing from him saying that it could happen if you were to be released.
Well, he doesn't even know I'm going to the parole board today.
Well, but you know you're going to be coming back to the parole board after each hearing. If you're denied, you know you're going to be back to another hearing. And you can tell him at that time that you have it, he can send it. If it's here and it's 6 months old when we read it, it's still here. There's nothing here right now. We don't have any idea whether you even have a brother that got that name based on that nation.
That's
sure.
The show of land. You was in Vietnam War.
Okay, so I don't think I have any more questions for you. And there are no supporters or opposition in the boardroom today. So at this time, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything you think might be relevant to our decision. So now I've got two of you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I've been here 39 years. Innocent. And then they took me in here in this PC home right here, isolation PC, for 39 days.
So why are you, I'm just going to ask you this. Why are you in protective custody?
Because the policeman raised my score up and they put me in here in isolation in PC, one man cell.
Okay. All right, we'll continue with your statement, sir. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yes, I'll do all right outside, you know.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be unless we specifically tell you that we're asking you questions or talking to you. So we ask that we remain silent, but stay on the phone. And once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir? You understand?
Okay.
All right, what is now this session?
Well, I don't know. This is Mr. Robles. Mr. Robles is,
The lights are back on. Now I can see you better, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Robles is, he doesn't, he's still claiming that everything is a lie and that he was set up. And he doesn't know what was going on then, but he didn't kill anybody and he didn't sell any drugs and it was all set up. Based on the fact that he was convicted by a jury, and that if he did, if he was if the appeal is done, and everything was upheld and everything, and I just, I'm not comfortable with him flat denying everything.
There was no jury.
But based on all the information in the report that we have in your own case, meaning that he was incarcerated based on the evidence that was found in the investigation and part of the length of time that he didn't have to serve out another sentence because he absconded immediately upon release from another charge. And had been out 2.5 months when this happened. So based on everything I have, I don't see him as a candidate for any kind of release at this time, but I'm going to voice a discussion from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. Based on all the information today, the discussion and everything in our packet, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Jose Robles, ADC number 030270. Very well, I'm going to ask that we discharge at this time and cannot have a 1-year set off based on the time of the occurrence. And that would be my motion. I will alter the conditions after.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Canoes. Okay, so the board is voted to deny any type of release this time, and the reasons for denial: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trial to the victim, serious bodily injuries, multiple victims, violating previous probation or parole. You got history of assaulting behavior along with prior criminal histories, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, lack of programming, poor no release plan, poor demeanor during hearing, and no family community support. Okay, so sir, you heard the discussion at our vote and the reasons for denial for any type of release at this time. Do you understand all that, sir?
Yes.
Okay, this will end your hearing, and would you please put the CO3 or the next inmate on the phone?